The following podcast of The Blitz is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine, and if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, and you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101.
The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Hey, guys, I got to tell you about two words. Lawyer Dave. If you're in an accident somewhere, and you will be because, you know, Southeast Texas drivers, you need Lawyer Dave. And all kinds of accidents, right, Dave? You take care of everything.
Any type of accident anywhere, we're there for you, Blitzers.
And you'll also help them out if they've had hospital negligence, bad drugs, bad doctors. You'll take care of that too, right?
You bet we will, Fred. In fact, right now I signed up a very sad case over the weekend where a little boy got a mini bike for his Christmas present, rode it for 15 minutes, and the thing exploded. And now he's down at Shriners Hospital in Galveston fighting for his life.
Wow, wow. And you know, the thing is, you will when you take a case, if I can't afford a doctor, you're gonna hook me up with one, right?
Precisely. If someone has an injury and they don't have health insurance or their coverage doesn't cover helping accident victims, we'll get them to the right doctors with no upfront money. From anything from a chiropractor to an MD to a back specialist, anybody they need to see, we have those connections. We'll get them in there with no money up front.
Yeah, and you don't get paid unless they win, right?
That's right. We get paid. We work as a team. We get paid together. We win together. We lose together. If we lose, they don't owe me a penny. It's my gamble.
That's my man, Lawyer Dave. You can get him at 713-626-8900 or on Twitter at Lawyer Dave Law or at LawyerDave.com. And trust me, if you need a lawyer, this is your guy. Dave, give him that number one more time.
Blitzers, I'm here right now in the office. If you call 713-626-8900 with any kind of a legal question or legal problem, I'm here to answer your question right now, 713-626-8900.
All right, that's Lawyer Dave.
Are you ready?
You think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman,
and we are back on the Blitz, hour number two. 713-780 ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at my name Jong, at degenerates975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. You missed the first hour. Championship game. A lot of talk there. Little Kingsbury talk, coaching talk, Texans talk, sportsy. But we're only here until 5:30 because you will have A&M basketball tonight. See that everybody's already doing next year's top 10 list or top 25 college football teams. It's way too early for that. Shocker, Alabama, Clemson 1-2 again.
Yeah, I said I'm picking Georgia to win next year. I think Jake Fromm's third year. I think Kirby Smart's been close and close, and I think they're going to take a big step forward.
Georgia 3, Oklahoma 4 on this list.
I don't know what Oklahoma's quarterback situation
would
be.
Number five, Texas. Top five.
Yeah.
It seems high to me, but
here's what I'll say about Texas. Their schedule next year is it doesn't sound like crazy to think that they could get there, because their tougher games are all home games. Obviously LSU on your schedule is daunting, but it's at DKR. And who in the conference are you scared of at this point? I mean, obviously,
yeah, because I don't know what Oklahoma's going to be. You just mentioned without their quarterback,
and they beat them this year with Kyler Murray. So another year of Sam Ehlinger. Sam Ehlinger has proven himself to be a pretty solid quarterback. So if Texas can beat LSU, they've got a good shot to be up there at the end.
I think they could lose that game and still get in there.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not too high. Ohio State 6. I don't know what Ryan Day is yet. Michigan 7.
I like Michigan a lot, too. I tweeted out earlier the odds.
Yeah.
For futures odds on next year. And the teams that I said had value, Georgia 12-1, Michigan 12-1, which compared to Georgia 12-1 doesn't seem like great value, but I think it's still value. Texas 25-1, LSU 50-1, which you kind of hedge your bet on with that Texas game.
Right.
Mississippi State also 50-1. That number jumped out at me. And then USC at 80-1. Remember, there was people thinking USC could make a title run this year because they had that young quarterback.
Yeah.
If he, you know, doesn't look like a 17-year-old kid anymore, maybe they're onto something there.
Nah, I USC will never get another dollar of mine.
Not even at 80-1.
No, no. LSU 8, Washington 9. Jacob Eason transferring in. But they're losing that secondary.
Yeah.
And number 10, Aggie.
Now, that's a tough schedule.
And let me just throw this out. There's no way in hell that three teams from the same division can finish in the top 10.
No.
It's almost completely impossible. And they have LSU, Aggie, and Alabama in there. So, but Aggie at number 10.
Well, and also, besides being in the same division as those teams, they're playing at Georgia, at LSU, and at Clemson. In their second game of the season.
That might be tricky.
Yeah,
might be
so tricky. I think A&M is going to be good next year, but
I think they may have a better team, and it may not mean a better record.
When you consider your schedule has at Clemson, Alabama, Mississippi State, at Georgia, and at LSU, I mean, that's five games that it could easily be somebody's toughest game on their schedule.
Yeah. So
when Mississippi State is your fifth toughest game, That's daunting.
Yeah, yeah. But if you're going to be a championship-level team, you got to win some of those games. So we'll see. But, I mean, they may have the 10th best talent in the country next year, but finishing 10 would be different or difficult. Number, just a couple of notables. Your beloved Central Florida at 12, ahead of Notre Dame. Southern California 15. Boise at 24, and number 25 on their list, the Baylor Bears.
Baylor Bears. Old Matt Rule's got them ready.
Yeah, assuming he's back, because I guess his name keeps cropping up for some of these NFL jobs too, which wouldn't shock me, but those are all going to fill up pretty quickly, I think, and we'll see. But I think Baylor, they surprised everybody last year. I don't know that I don't know if there's another big jump that gets them in the top 25 this year.
Yeah.
But we'll see. So that's just your top 10 and some notables. But Aggie has to be happy with that. Longhorn has to be happy with that.
I mean, preseason rankings don't mean a whole.
No, especially the day after the championship game. But
preseason rankings, way overrated. End of season rankings, way overrated, besides who's number one.
Yeah, yeah.
Like somebody was trying to convince me that Texas should have been ranked higher postseason than Georgia. I was like, well, first of all, Texas lost more games than Georgia. And
it means nothing.
It's Georgia just lost to Texas, LSU, and Alabama. Texas lost to Maryland and Oklahoma State. And he was like, well, quality of wins, that's what should matter. And It's like, yeah, but number of wins is always going to be a pretty big weighting factor.
I can't believe that somebody's even arguing over that. It's silly. That is just silly.
It doesn't matter one
bit. No.
I mean, Texas fan is probably happy they finished in the top 10.
Yeah, that's
for the first time since 2009.
Why wouldn't you be happy with that?
Yeah, you should be happy. But, I mean, whether you finish ninth or eighth or seventh, is that really a – is there any difference?
No. Hey, did you see the – we didn't get to this yesterday. The ESPN had to apologize for their Andrew Luck Civil War graphic thing. Did you? Well, first off, they should be apologizing for these dumbass graphics that they're putting on these games because they're terrible. It looks like something. It looks like a little kid thing.
So I didn't see the graphic.
The graphic
because I was in the stadium, and then when I rewatched the game, it was on the fast forward through every like just basically watch the plays.
Well, it was yeah, basically they were talking about that Captain Andrew Luck Twitter thing, which sometimes is very funny.
I get a laugh out of it.
Yeah. And so they basically had him dressed like a general being protected by, well, both Confederate and U.S. Army soldiers, which, you know, okay, that's one thing. But apparently somebody at the last minute decided to add the, add Dixie to the, graphic.
Oh, like the
song.
The song?
Yeah.
Oh,
wah, wah. Yeah, that's not a good look. And, I mean, that was pretty clearly a Confederate song, but
oh, wow.
It's just, but the thing is, it's just,
people are so sensitive about everything.
I know, but it's just, I was more offended by how dumb the graphic was where they have these, they kind of have these virtual reality looking human beings now that they do. And it just looks ridiculous. They're trying too hard, but that's just me and I'm old. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. If you're just joining us, we're out at 5:30 for A&M Kentucky basketball. If you get a chance, check out Sports Map today. Just got AJ's college basketball posted on there. There's always great stuff on Sports Map. Videos today from Charlie Palillo. Joel had one up yesterday that's really good. The Jermaine tackles the Texans organization. And just lots of good stuff. Also, one of the new features, Editor's Picks, I've kind of pulled some stuff that you might have missed because under the old system, once it kind of disappeared off the page, you couldn't find it on a milk carton. But now we've got it set up where you can actually go and like Sports on the Rocks is on there if you want to go check that out. We've got
Have you guys done any more episodes of that?
We have not. What it's going to evolve into is mainly because I haven't had time.
Right.
But there's going to be a podcast, and which hopefully will be getting started soon, that will be Sports on the Rocks, but we'll also periodically do some video ones with special guests. It's just the problem is it takes time to put it all together, and I don't really have the time to do it, nor do I have the help to do it on a regular basis, but I'm thinking we may try one a month for a while and see if that works. But I do have people interested in terms of advertising, so you know, if we can get dollars attached to it, it'll happen.
Yeah,
and it's just a matter of I have to put all this together, and things have slowed down a little because you know, with the one thing about this new Sports Map thing, it's made my life easier, mine and Josh's life easier, so that gives me more time to do other things. Although now I've got to get the book tour going, start pushing that thing.
Yep.
So if you're just joining us, you can now get that on Amazon. And we'll officially, it's not really officially released, so you're kind of getting it before it's out, sort of like the audiobook. But if you want to get it, I will sign it if you bring it to any Blitz appearance of any kind. Somebody asked me, what do you think of the new Sam Houston Race Park pick six and dollar minimum on pick threes? I have not had a chance. I saw the press release. I haven't had a chance to look at it yet. I know there's a low takeout on it, and I'm always for dollar minimums on pick threes. I hate the 50-cent ones because it's too easy when you're spreading deep to try to go for a big kill. It's obviously for 50 cents you can throw a bunch of horses in, and it cuts into the money. So I'm always big on dollar pick threes minimum. I don't like 50-cent minimum any bets. That's just me.
Okay.
10 cents for superfectas is fine, but you know, I make my money. My bread and butter is trifectas.
You think it should be a dollar minimum?
I like dollar minimums on them. Yeah.
Okay. So when you say a pick three, you're basically – so if you say a dollar minimum, let's say you pick three horses in the first race, three in the second race, three in the third. How much does that cost you?
$27.
Okay.
Yeah, three times three times three.
Got it.
So, yeah, and, you know, and obviously when you're doing it for 50 cents, you're enabling – I mean, it's it gets more players in, but, you know, it also gives them a chance to – use horses like if I get a 20-to-1 shot that I'm paying that extra 50 cents for,
they
on a
might
dollar
not
ticket.
Want to do it. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, and so from my perspective, to try to really get bombs, I prefer the $1. You know, it's probably me being an elitist when it comes to that. But pick threes, pick fours, and trifectas are where I do most of my betting. And I love the dollar minimums as opposed to 50 cents. But I'll check it out and see. I know that they're. They brought back a pick six, so that'll be fun. But I have not looked at the details enough to really get into it.
All right, guys. Bye-bye 2018. And if it was another year of you hating the job that you're stuck in, well, you might want to change it in 2019. Why haven't you looked at an IT career? If it's because you're not good at math or science or computers, they don't care. Helping people start an IT career is what they do. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. See if an IT career could be right for you. Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take their free career evaluation today, and you could start your new life as an IT pro in months, not years. You attend classes on campus or live online just a few times a week. You'll get everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than just a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Make new year, new career your resolution and take the free career evaluation today at mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys. Man Centers, now known as the Y Factor, presented by Man Centers. Same practice as always. Nothing's changed but the name. But if you've got low testosterone or you're showing any of the signs of low testosterone, like you're sluggish at work, sluggish in the gym, sluggish in the bedroom, could be low testosterone. It's not the end of the world. And you don't need those synthetic injections that cause the crash and force you to go in and see the doctor every week. Man Centers has a different approach because they know synthetic injections can damage fertility, cause dependency, long-term health issues, and even shrinkage. No one wants shrinkage. They've got three locations to help you get your body back to working the way it should. And even if you don't have low testosterone, you got any man-related issue, they've got you covered at Man Centers. Houston at Katy Freeway in Campbell in the Memorial area off 249 in Tomball and now open in Webster. And they're still doing that $150 value, no excuses, free general male wellness update. Stop in today and see how they can help you out. 832-358-8600 or go to mancenters.com to book your appointment online. They're taking appointments on Saturday now, so get in while you can. And again, mancenters.com to book. The Y Factor, presented by Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, last segment of the day for us. So we've been really sportsy, so can I mix it up a little bit here? Would that be okay?
Mm-hmm.
John, I wish to involve you in this because I'm sure you talked about this on Comicast because this is huge news. That Dave Bautista is now going to be part of the Dune reboot.
I'm sure. How excited are you for that?
Actually, I love the book, right? And the first movie was just awful, not because there's pretty good actors in it. It's just you tried to cram too much into too short of a film. And if you hadn't read the book and you saw it, you had no clue what was going on. It was just terrible. And that never works. If you ever see a movie that you have to have read the book to understand,
it's too much.
Yeah. And then so then they made this miniseries out of it, and that was just garbage. So this is the guy that did Sicario, though, and they're going to do it as two movies. That might work. But I'm kind of like out on it. I don't really know if that I want to devote any more of my life to Dune movies.
I don't like any Dune movies.
Plus, you know, I'm kind of getting old now. That was cool when I was younger and in a total Dungeons and Dragons nerd. Kind of wondering if it's worth the effort now.
I'm not going to judge anyone who's into that stuff, but it's not for me.
Jong, is that something you have any interest in?
I haven't even seen the first one.
I will kill him! Sting was so bad in that, his acting. It's worth it just to watch how bad Sting was as an actor and the way he delivered his lines.
Yeah.
All I can see is an Atreides. I want to kill. It was brutal. But it had its moments. But, you know, moments in a two-hour film, that's not going to cut it. But, yeah, you never read the books, right, John?
No.
Yeah, then don't watch the movie because it will make no sense. They just skip the stuff that's really critical to the development of the story. And you just kind of look up and you go, what the bleep just happened? But be interested to see if this one works. I'll probably watch it. But when are we going to stop with the reboots?
I mean, there is no real original movies in Hollywood anymore. Reboots, no. Comic book movies.
It's always some crap that's been done before. Yeah.
Yeah. Or,
and you,
or,
now it's usually being redone way too soon since the last reboot.
Yep.
Like,
yeah. But Roger said he loved the Dune remake that Sci-Fi Network did. Well, that one, you know, it at least from a plot perspective, you could watch that and understand it because it was, you know, they actually told you what was going on throughout. But the movie, you couldn't. It just wasn't, the quality of it wasn't as good. There were some pretty good actors in the first one, including Virginia Madsen, who I always had a thing for. She was one of my all-time favorites.
Yeah,
when I was young, I think it was Virginia Madsen and Sean Young. I think was in that too. It was pretty hot for my day.
Yeah, but no interest. Sorry.
Oh well, I tried. It is worth YouTubing Sting's scenes in that just to get a good laugh.
Josh McDaniel says he'll remain with the Patriots next season.
Yeah, I guess because he didn't get the...
He's never lied before, so I mean...
But you know what? I think he wanted the Packers job or bust.
You think so?
Yeah. I think that's what it was.
Yeah. I mean, what jobs are still left open?
Jets? He wouldn't do that.
Hindsight being 50-50, do you think that he should have taken the Colts job?
Oh, yes. Yeah, right? But, I mean, I don't think the Colts would be what they are right now. I think that's Frank Reich has turned into a pretty good coach.
Yeah, hindsight being 50-50.
Right. Hindsight is 50-50.
Because I don't think he would have hired the same coordinator. I don't think, you know, there's so many things that would have been different. I don't know if the Colts, I mean, maybe they would have been as successful. But the other thing to that is he obviously, there was one thing if I were a coach that would have scared me away from that job and it wasn't Andrew Luck's health, it's the weirdo owner.
Yeah.
And... You know, when you're a head coach, you got to work for these guys. I don't necessarily blame people for not wanting that job.
Here's the open jobs. You know, Cleveland's still open. You know, that's not a bad... you think that'd be a no-good job for Josh McDaniels?
Actually, I think that's a... that might be the most appealing job left in terms of, you know, what you'll have to work with going into next year. I kind of assume they were holding McCarthy up for that, though.
Jets?
I'd probably be second choice on my list of those two.
Broncos
is kind of similar to the Ursay thing. If I have to deal with John Elway, I want no part of it. And I think I get a sneaking suspicion they're going to find a way to get Kubiak back in there.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Plus, I don't have a quarterback.
If they finally give Vic Fangio a chance in Denver, the guy's never been a head coach. He's been in the league for 100 years. Miami, I want nothing to do with it.
No.
And then Cincinnati, still open.
Yeah, I think the problem with Miami, Cincinnati, you have decisions to make with quarterbacks. At least with Cleveland and New York, you've got your young guy, theoretically. Yeah. So, and for those of you who keep telling us hindsight's not 50-50, it's 20-20, it's in reference to... I don't even remember what it's in reference
to. A couple guys said it, right?
Cam Newton said it, and John Gruden said it this past season.
Yeah, so It's a reference
on
to
this
that.
Show. Hindsight's 50-50.
Trust me,
always 50-50.
Trust me, Jong knows what hindsight is. In hindsight, maybe he shouldn't have said that, Jong. It being 50-50.
I will kill him.
Yes. Oh man, that was so bad. Yeah, it at the time when it first came out, I was so excited to see it because I've been waiting for it for so long. And Sting gets in there, and you know, the fat Baron, all kinds of stuff.
Oh, that hair though.
Yeah, he did look. He did look amazing.
Hey, would you like free craft beer for a year?
I would, and it's Goose Island too.
Yeah,
which I like Goose Island. I can make a 40. Well, I can't make a 43.
They had they tweeted out a lot of armchair kickers on here saying they could hit that field goal, which we find doubtful. You're going to sit there on your throne of potato chips and vape pens and criticize this dude's athleticism? Get real. So you know what we're going to do? Build a dang field goal post in the middle of the street outside our brewery, and all you pro athletes can come out and prove us wrong. This weekend during normal taproom hours, we'll give you a chance for you to show off your kicking skills. Hit the 43-yard field goal. You'll win beer for a year and eternal glory. More info coming soon.
I hit from 45 yards when I was 18 years old. I guess,
there's no
barely,
way I could, kick
and that barely. I bet I couldn't make an extra point now.
Yeah, that's a harder job than people think.
It is, especially if you want to start throwing fingers at it. All right, that's gonna wrap it up. Great job, Jong Lee. Great job, AJ Hoffman. Aggie basketball up next. We'll be back tomorrow. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.